Hey, welcome back everyone to another episode of The Success Bug. I sound like I'm on a radio show right now because I'm being really soft because I feel really bad about the fact there hasn't been an episode out in a week and a half. And we're really sorry about this. We've been working on some really big things that have been coming out over the past few weeks. We've been working on actually moving into the Web3 space. And with our move into the Web3 space, we will be selling clips of our video interviews in the versions of editions in the NFT space. We've partnered with our latest guest on the Success Bug, Dayo Adeosun, who is the founder of Glass Protocol and Glass Protocol, to put our interviews on the platform. So we've been hard at work on that while we've been working on getting you our first interview of season 4, which is a return guest. We're all going to be really excited about that guest is Zach Clayton. You may have seen him on Jersey Shore. He's a professional wrestler. He's been working on many different things over the past year to move his entertainment career forward, his wrestling career forward. So I'm really excited to kick off season 4 by presenting Zach Clayton part 2. How's it going?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. So how's everything been going over the past year? You know, I know I've been seeing you posting a lot about the wrestling, a lot of content being put out. How's it been going?
Great, man. Very busy year. Has it really been a year since we did our thing last?
I think it was like December. So it's just about a year. Yeah.
It was around
Christmas time. I know. Insane.
A lot's different. We did since last Christmas, we probably season and a half of Jersey Shore.
Wow, that's a ton.
We're doing another one right now. Like it's coming out soon.
Yeah,
we're wrapping it up. And wrestling's been great. I have another date down there in Orlando. We shoot AW Dark.
Yeah.
We shoot that at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Oh, so everything is happening down in Florida.
Not everything, but once a month, we'll go. We have a stage there, a studio set up, and we go there and film a whole bunch of matches for Dark.
Right.
So that's about every month. So that date, I'm going to go back down there the week after the holiday here.
Yeah.
And do more of that. I just had a match. I just put it out. Last night it aired.
YouTube, right?
Yeah. So those are going great, man. It's good stuff. It's fun.
It's awesome. For sure. So how has it been going in terms of, you know, pushing the career forward wrestling wise? Like, have you been upping the training, like upping, you know, different approaches? Like, how have you been like changing things over the past year?
Have to stay always in shape in the training and everything, right?
Yeah.
I've always done that. So like, to me, that's not a factor at all. I'm doing anyway, even if I know I'm wrestling or not. Like a lot of guys will train for wrestling. I don't have that because I'm always ready to go. So, but it's hard when we're filming Jersey Shore for MTV because like we just finished a trip. We were on a trip for 7-8 days. And as much as I like to think I can work out when we film, it doesn't happen. So, you know, I'll take 7-8 days off there.
Yeah.
But I'll make sure the diet's on point and everything's locked down. So when I can come back here, I can still get it done. So.
Right. So how much time kind of goes into filming? Whereas you have to work around your exercise plans and obviously your wrestling career outside of filming.
Yeah, sure. So we just did a trip. Like I said, and I had just done a date.
Yeah.
For one day and then went right back on a plane to go film for 8 days. So I knew I was going to do that. So it was kind of a good, it's not really a reset because you go right into filming and it's all, which is still physical. I mean, it's not, I'm not getting punched and, you know, but I mean, it's beats up your body. Cause we do like 8 AM and then we'll go to like 1-2 in the morning and that's just constant.
Really?
And then I'm like, tomorrow, I'm waking up at 5.
Yeah.
That time that I have to go work out. And then, dude, it just doesn't happen.
That'd be like 3 hours of sleep at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you have to do another 16-hour day. It's just, it doesn't happen when you film as much as I like to think that it could. Yeah. I did one day. I did one workout.
Yeah. So those are really like, you know, 20-hour days at that point, right?
Like, yeah.
Long days. Yeah. So is it like, because I know that when you're filming like a movie or a TV show, it's kind of like the same. Is it because it's reality TV, is it equally as long as any other type of, you know, production that you're filming? Like, would you say like TV, film?
So I think because it's reality TV and
it's longer.
That cast specifically, my fiance and her friends, they've started that from the beginning.
Yeah.
I think they can do a little more than what's allowed, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But no, a lot of times it depends. It's all, you know, it's still structured. It is reality, but there is still structure to it. So some days, it's not every day to 2 a.m. It's a lot of the days, but some days it might end at 10 or 11 and then it's like, cool. You know?
Yeah, you're happy about that.
Yeah.
So
it is whatever it is for that day or that time.
Yeah. So it's not like black and white every single day. It changes based on what's going on.
Right.
So obviously, you know, over the past like couple of years, we talked about this a little bit last year, I feel too, but like your profile has just continued to like, you know, increase and like people know you more and more, obviously through wrestling and through TV. So a thing we talked about a lot last year was people, you know, just hating kind of in a way and, you know, the people that you find online and things of that nature. And I feel like it's really prevalent for me when I'm looking on specifically TikTok, when I'm scrolling, like people are vicious, vicious people on TikTok, man. It's crazy. So for you, like, as you've gained more, you know, publicity and image in the public eye, like, have you found that with that, more people have continued to, the haters have continued to kind of follow in a way?
I think the line was haters are quitters.
Yeah. Haters are, yeah, there that it was, is. That was the line.
No, man, you know, yes and no. The TikTok thing, I'm new to it. I just made a profile. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I don't, yeah, I'm trying, but like, dude, TikTok is, it's tough, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I know you got to be on it. I know all that, but damn. And then yes, it's toxic because it's the younger generation that,
oh yeah,
thing to play on, right? You know, like remember when Facebook and Twitter was first came out, and then that's what this is for those kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it, but I definitely don't embrace it or succumb to it, or I do the same thing, man. Either block or restrict them and move on. I like to restrict them because then they still follow you. They just can't comment.
Yeah, yeah.
And it
shows something.
Yeah, it's funny because they still follow you, but
it's like, why?
They can't comment. But yeah, like what's the point? But anyway, you know what's funny? Facebook, if you have a profile that's verified, sometimes you'll get early access to like some features.
Yeah.
Where, it's like a filtering process. You can go through and say what you don't want on your page, and then it takes care of all of it for you. So you don't even have to go check your stuff.
Like, oh, really?
For the hate, like, not there.
Oh, so you can like put in like a, if a word comes up. Just
yeah. But yeah. Whatever. And then other categories, but it helps. It's great actually. So
yeah. So that's not obviously for that's like a, when you have that type of profile, it's like a buffer.
Right. But no, man, still, I don't deal with it. Real life, I don't deal with it. And it's becoming less and less in real life. Like, especially with people that I know now in real life, dude, if I don't, we're not vibing, dude. Like, I just don't, I'm done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't have the patience for it right now. You know, some people are think the other way, and I'm not like a dick on purpose. Dude, if it's not there, it's not there. And I'm not going to try to make it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like when you probably have as much going on as you do, there's probably less patience for things like that in a way. Right.
There is. Yeah, there is. And then you'll get caught in public. We were, Jenny and I and the kids, we went to Disney a couple months ago.
Okay.
For a couple of days, dude, because we had some time off and we just wanted to chill. Dude, it was crazy the amount of people that, like, cool. If you come up, cool, like, cool, dude, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you come up, like, entitled.
Oh, like, you deserve something.
And, like, grab my shoulder and pull me around. It's like, I want a picture, like this one woman did.
Dude. Oh my God, man. Come on dude, with that.
Get the hell away from me, man. And that's what I'll say. And then, oh, Zach's a dick. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's, I mean, it's a tough situation. Cause it's like, I mean, I feel like that's the uniqueness of it all. It's that, you know, when you see somebody that obviously is pretty well known, your first instinct is like, oh my gosh, like, you know, and like some people just can't process that well, and then they go up and they react in a way like that. But then when you kind of step in and you act like a human about it, if you did that to somebody else, like, how would they react? Like, if somebody did that to me, nobody knows who I am. Like, if somebody did that to me, I'd do the same shit. But you get a different reaction because people know who you are for the most part.
You said it, react like a human. Like, and yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I'm not, compared to my fiance or anyone else, like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I can walk down the street and not be noticed. Yeah. And then I can. And that's cool. All that
right,
stuff.
Right.
Be respectful about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll be disrespectful. Even men to Jenny, she's a woman. Just,
oh my God.
On a basis of just human, you don't do that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get pissed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like you're at a tough spot because it's not like you can do much, because then there's backlash with that.
Right. Right. So, I mean, yeah, man, that's, but we're vibing, dude. We're getting, no one's constantly hating or anything like that.
So. That's good. I feel like that's good. I feel like your perspective of it is more passive than it was like last year.
I think it was it was definitely. Because now I think you nailed it earlier. It's just the time. I call it mental real estate.
Yeah.
You're not taking up any of my mental real estate, man. It's reserved for other stuff that's more important than whatever this dude's trying to say to me right now. So, you know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. And you have other shit to worry about, obviously. So when I think about, you know, what you're doing now, because I'm not sure when we talked last year, you guys were filming. And you were, seemed like at the time you were focused like pretty much solely on the wrestling at that time. So what is it like outside of filming and preparing for matches and really trying to grow the wrestling side of everything that you're doing?
It's good. It's not really even kind of what I was talking about before. It's not even really difficult. Like you have to something that.
Right. You stay in shape.
Yeah. It's not really something that I have to. It's kind of, it's part of me now. So I can just say, hey, like if I have a match, I, you know, to MTV or the other side, hey, I have this obligation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll come back and do this and vice versa. I try to wrestling first though, obviously for that. But yeah, man, it's just not, I try to make it so I don't have to get ready for it. I can just,
right.
Either whatever I'm doing, I can make it work and flow into it and flow out of it. And it's not even at this point, like I used to get stressed about like the flights and traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I was like, oh man, Chicago. And then how am I going to get to Florida in like 48 hours? Like how the hell am I going to do that? And then that was, okay, I just have to do it.
And then you do it.
Yeah. And then do something totally different. But like, that's just what it is now for me. That happened last year. So,
right. So you're finding more of a balance with it now, even with filming it. What?
Right.
So when you're like,
make more out of the days that you.
Right. Cause you have less to work with. So you have to kind of find ways to be more efficient about it.
Right.
Right. That makes sense. So, so when you're making, you know, matches and when you're, setting up these matches, is there a lot that goes into that? And is that a big aspect of what you do and, you know, growing it? Cause obviously you got to fight people and you got to maintain the pipeline in a way, right?
Yeah. Depends. I mean, a lot that goes into actual setting up the match.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you mean. Yeah. I mean, it depends. Everyone can do it your own style.
Okay.
Wrestling's fun. I get that question all the time. Like, how do you know what to do? Well,
Yeah.
Some guys plan it like, other guys don't. Other guys,
it's kind of like, okay, so some people are more of like, when the time's right, this makes sense, let's do it. And then other people are like constant fights.
Yeah. Or my favorite thing is, you know, we'll be backstage before we go out and we'll say, hey man, if it makes sense, if it works, here's three things. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we don't do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. Have some sort of, you know, bullet points, almost like you're doing a promo, like you're going out talking on the mic in the ring, you have bullet points. You don't want to memorize a whole script, because then it sounds fake and robotic.
Right.
So if you think about those bullet points that you have, I want to say that at this time after I say that, usually a little bit better of an idea.
Yeah.
But that's the way I like to do it. And it's kind of an art where it's universal. Like if I do one thing to someone who's trained properly,
yeah,
know what that one thing means, and then they can react to that one thing. And then that's how you tell if you're working with a schmuck or not. That's not someone who actually is unsafe and can put your life in danger, actually. So you definitely find that out quick in the ring if one is good or not.
So there needs to be some thoughtfulness with it. Like,
yeah, you usually know before that, before you hopefully you don't already get into a match with someone who could hurt you.
Yeah.
Because you can really get hurt. People
for sure. Yeah. I mean, wrestling in there is probably in there with football as one of the more, you know, dangerous sports for physically. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't hit each other in the faces with steel chairs anymore because
I would hope now, not.
Yeah, now we know that that actually hurts us, but so it's a lot worse. But it's still pretty dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay, so that makes sense. I guess a good question I kind of had to that is wrestling. Obviously, how big of an aspect is selling the tickets and like selling people on actually viewing the event? Like, is that something that you have to worry about as a wrestler, or are you focused more on just going out there and winning the match? Or is that something, another element of it that you have to kind of worry about in a way as you're setting it up?
Sure. So I believe everyone should do their own part because everyone has their own part. So if I have a match, I should promote that match, which is promoting the show, which is promoting the event, which is selling tickets. Right. But also, wrestling is a little bit of almost every field of profession. It's acting. It's
entertainment. Yeah, yeah.
It's physical theater. It's sales. It's marketing. It's strategy. It's business.
Right.
Those things are tied in. And I love all of those things. And to be able to utilize them all in one place is awesome for me. So I look at it from all those different angles.
For sure. I think that's an interesting thing that I was kind of wondering about, because I know that obviously you have to maintain the physical shape to wrestle, but there's an aspect of like entertainment that goes into it. So what is that part aspect of it like for you, where it's, you know, not only just making sure that you're winning the match and you're in the shape to do it, you're training, but also that aspect of the acting, like you said, and the entertainment of people who are watching.
Yeah. That's really separates the top guys from guys that are not there yet.
Yeah.
Get there, but it takes, some guys just have it. I mean, you look at guys in the past, they just had it. And then they transitioned to other things like movies and stuff. And you could own from watching wrestling that like they had it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I study acting. I work with an acting coach in LA, Howard Fine, and he's a great guy. And he helps me a lot with wrestling. And he's written for and worked with a lot of wrestlers in the past.
Oh, wow.
So he identifies, there's obvious similarities with acting, whether it's theater or just camera acting, with professional wrestling, because it's what it is. It's physical and you are playing a character. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So being able to have some sort of expertise in all of those fields, like I mentioned earlier, is going to be beneficial for that.
For sure.
TV helps now that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So that definitely helps too.
Right. Now that makes sense. Especially, you know, when you're filming that much, like that's almost like you're free, like studying in a way, like for wrestling.
Yeah. I look at it as practice, you know, it's practice for acting. It's practice for wrestling. It's practice on, you know, evolve your character. It's just more chances for people to see you and identify with you and know who you are. It's all those things.
Right. So how much of it is it difficult to, you know, kind of center yourself when you're in the ring with somebody and you're kind of thinking about that aspect of entertainment, but also at the same time, you're like, I got to beat this guy? Or are you both on the same page with it?
No, I mean, it's hard to tell what the other guy's thinking.
Right.
You kind of talk about it, but everyone's different. Like,
right.
Even if you've been doing it, I've been doing it 7 years wrestling.
Yeah.
So people that have been wrestling longer than I've been alive, they'll say like, I still get nervous when I go out there.
Yeah.
Know, I'll think about what if I do this instead of that. And so like, to an extent that never goes away from what I've heard. I've been wrestling 7 years, but there's people that have been doing it longer that could just go out there and they're just so free and comfortable that they can just do anything and it works. I hope to be like that one day. And I feel like, but then you have the settings, then you're like, oh, this is a big, this is a big night for this reason or that reason. And that whole atmosphere changes. So every time it's different.
Yeah. So it's not something that you can really gauge every time going in. It's like when you're in there, you'll know.
Right. Yeah. And then it's who you're going against, you know. Every time it's different, but every time it's fun, and every time that's what makes it awesome, because every time it's different.
Yeah.
You're not doing the same thing. Even though you're wrestling, it's different. It's a different person. You're in a different building. There's different people. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different show.
Yeah.
You know,
different circumstances every time.
Different circumstances every time.
Right. So that's interesting though, because I know that, you know, what we talked about a lot last year was the aspect of, you know, how much you value, you know, training and working out all the time. And now it's dated back to just high school for you. It's always been a part of your life. So is the entertainment side something that came with time and something you noticed from wrestling and, you know, obviously filming over the past, you know, few years? And is that something that you see as being a big part of your life as you move forward outside of just wrestling itself?
TV.
Yeah. Or just like acting in general. Doesn't have to be necessarily TV.
100%. Yeah. Especially because my fiance is, this one show will probably never end. If you look at it, it's been on TV for like 12 years right now.
Oh, then you're cutting out a little bit there.
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you, but a little sound a little muffled right now.
How about now? I didn't change anything.
Huh. One sec. Very weird. I think you're good now.
You got me now?
Yeah, you're good. Okay. I don't know what happened there.
So for my fiance, her show has been on for 12 years now, which is insane. That's like the longest TV show running ever.
Yeah, right. Reality for the past.
Reality, life. Though, yeah. Too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, those shows flip-flop casts every season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I feel like that's the only show where it's been, like, consistent for that long.
It is, with the same cast. And that's, it's good, bad. We have a joke. But, so definitely, I think I'm blessed. Grateful to have come into that world. And been able to make opportunities out of it. So I want to keep going. I'd love to get into like real movie acting as well. Something I'm trying to do, because again, I study that. So, and I work actively on that. Just got to get that first role. So people know that it's something that I do, you know?
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's always the first step, right? Because like, especially when you're a wrestler, you know, I remember seeing like John Cena for the first time in like a movie, and I was like, what the hell? Like, you know, it's like, it's strange at first. So now like you see John Cena in like movies all the time. And I'm sure it was the same for The Rock back in the day. Like it was like when he first joined, it was like, what? Like this guy's a wrestler, right? Like what the hell? And now he's what he is.
Exactly. And people forget or don't know he was a wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. For a while, I didn't know that as a kid. And then as I got older, I know him from the video where he's like, shut up, bitch. Like that one. That's like, I think that's how I was like, what is that from? And I realized he was a wrestler. The point is like, you can pivot that, but it's like, it becomes normal once you kind of get in there. Right.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of wrestlers too, that you mentioned, you know, Dave Bautista is another one, Guardians of the Galaxy, Drax.
See, I didn't even know that.
He was a wrestler. But he tells a story when he got into it, because he started older. He was older when he finally got into movies.
Oh, yeah.
they were like, hey, you're actually kind of good at this. He's like, yeah, I did it my whole life, wrestling. People don't know that. That's what this is.
They didn't even know.
Is. Right. So
that's insane. That's insane. I mean, it makes sense in a way, because like you said, there are a lot of parallels. This is kind of what I wanted to touch on a lot today. We did already, but you know, having to like center yourself and, you know, feel like you're in the moment and react to what's happening. Like, I feel like all of that type of stuff goes into wrestling. So,
and yeah, 100%. Good point on that. So like, you know, a lot of my acting coach teaches you to not to set things up and again, react off of the situation that's happening. So in wrestling, it's the same thing. If you go and you plan this, and then this in the middle gets messed up, so then you can't do these two other things, then you're just like,
you're in no man's land.
Like, trying to you're in no man's land. And then what do you do? It's like forgetting a line and acting. You're
like, oh my God. Yeah. It's probably,
you can't do that.
Like you probably get equal anxiety to that point.
Right. So you can't do that. You got to think about, you got to have a plan. And what it is, the plan is to think about reacting, planning to act.
Right. And it's the same that goes whether you're in a, you know, a TV or movie role, and same with what do when you're in the ring at that point.
Right. And then you can trace it all the way back to just in conversation.
Yeah.
We're talking, but listening to each other, and we're basing the next thing that we say of what we just said.
You're right.
A lot of times people don't listen to listen. They listen to react.
Yeah. So they're waiting for you to kind of
already know what they're going to say. So I didn't hear anything you just said.
Yeah. Because you're waiting to say what you're thinking of. And you're like on the edge of your heels, like wanting to say it, like just blocked out what I just said.
Right. So then I never heard what you said. So then my reaction could suck. So then that line sucked because I delivered it. I didn't listen to you. I just had the next line planned, or I could forget the next move. Or what's, I could mess up this move now because I'm thinking about the next move instead of just, right?
It's the same. Okay. So like if you were in the ring and your plan the entire time is to come in like leg sweep this guy or something.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking the entire, like, I'm going to leg sweep this guy. And then all of a sudden he comes in
and he clotheslines me.
Yeah. He does something where like, you're not able to leg sweep him. And then you're in a situation where you're like this, you're like, is that you like freeze up in that moment because you're thinking so much of like leg sweeping?
Right. Yeah. And then you're done. Right. And then you look stupid. And then everyone knows what you're doing. And then it just looks stupid. And then it sucks. And then, you know, you only had 5 minutes and now that's gone because all you did was care about one thing and you just messed up the whole match.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It's just like a scene in acting that you only cared about saying that one line and you messed up the whole scene because you were only focused on that
line. Your mind wasn't there for the rest of it because you're so focused on that one moment that wasn't there.
Right.
Right.
Same thing.
So that can other people in wrestling who are obviously not as experienced that you see, you know, fall victim to that type of thing where it's, they can't react to the moment and they're kind of not really mindful in the particular situation that they're in at that very moment.
Yeah. All the time. And then other wrestlers that have been around for a while will say, oh, you need experience, but you can have experience and still do things wrong, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I do that all the time.
You have to know what it is that you need experience in and fix that thing. It doesn't just come because you've been doing it for a long time.
Right. Sorry about that.
Yes, in a skill like this, you know?
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting some notifications. I want to turn this off. So it's not
cut. Yeah, that's fine.
To our video. But yes, I just turned it down. No, I totally agree with that. Like it can kind of fuck everything. So
it does.
It's interesting just to hear that like other side of it because, you know, and I guess was it being exposed to TV itself or was it always in wrestling where you kind of first noticed the ideas that kind of, you know, correlated with acting? And then when you were on TV, it kind of just reinforced that, or were you always just kind of like, oh wow, like this kind of makes me interested in, you know, doing things outside of this, like acting?
I think that's why I fell in love with wrestling at a young age, because I
could
even then that it was all of those things.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I could do it. And then when I started to do those things, it's like, yeah, like this is what it was the whole time. And now I can just actually apply what I already thought the idea was. So
it's interesting. I feel like you combine things that like you took something that was familiar to you and that you were good at, and then you combined it in a way with something that was a little, you know, at the time probably seemed like it was an out there idea to get into acting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you had wrestling to attach to it probably made it, you know, a little bit easier to ease your way into it, right?
It did when I first met with my acting coach, it did for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys don't realize like that even what this is. They don't realize, they're just like, oh, I'm a wrestler and I get it. And that's cool. And they do.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to do these things. It just helps me if I do, or it helps other people if they do. But again, also just because you're a wrestler and you might be really good doesn't mean you'd be good at other things.
Yeah.
There is a difference, but there's a more similarities than people think.
Right. So you're saying like, even though for you, it works out, like you have an interest in acting, there are definitely tons of wrestlers who just like would not be good at it or wouldn't enjoy it.
And yeah. But still like, you know, acting is still very difficult. So it's really hard just because I do. Doesn't mean
that. Same shit both ways, you said.
Right. Right.
So like actors in general, like would be terrible wrestlers. Not necessarily, but they could be terrible wrestlers.
Most of them because I think the physicality part.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
But I mean, I'm sure they have good characters and promos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A cameo or something like,
right. But
they come and deliver.
You give any actor other than a handful a clothesline, they're probably not going to get up very quickly. So,
yeah. You know? So, okay. So is the mask like something that really helps, like, you know, being a bigger, like getting bigger when you have those like impacts, like, you know, we talked about hitting the, what's it called? There's a name for it. You know,
the canvas.
Yeah. When everybody thinks it's like rubber and like, it's not, it's just like hard. So how much does it help like being bigger and like hitting, like does, as opposed to being like a smaller person and like smacking the mat like that.
Yeah. I mean, when I started wrestling, I was still tall, 6'4", but I put on a lot of weight. Dude, I might've been like 220 or 30. Now I'm 250. I mean, it helps if you're still in shape though. You have to be, because like if you're, you got bumped around a lot of big fat guys, and, you know, it hurts them they kind of just land and just there's nothing there for them. So
right.
Goes both ways.
So, okay. So that's not really an aspect you're thinking about when you're training. It's more of just like being strong enough to, you know, wrestle correctly and wrestle well, as opposed to like impacts and, you know, just being big enough not to like, you know, get knocked out. Like if an actor were to go up there and get clotheslined.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. Like you want to be tough and strong and, but a lot of guys, they don't even work out anymore. It's actually,
really?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's not like it once was, but not, I train, I vision.
Yeah.
Cause you have to have the vision, as Arnold said.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have the picture of what you want to be. So I picture that to be, dude, honestly, just look better, be agile and faster and stronger than anyone that I'm wrestling. And most times, almost all the time, that's the case.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I focus on. Yeah. I look good too, right? Because you're on TV.
Of course. Yeah. You can't just go up there looking like a dough ball. Like you gotta show, you know, some type of definition. You know,
I wrestle these dudes, they freaking walk around like they just rolled out of bed, didn't even work out, just sucked donuts. I'm like, dude.
Are they any good? Like that's why they do it, because they can still get away with it. Like
very few people, like 1% of people can do that.
Okay. Usually, so the majority of people who are doing it aren't performing well.
Yeah. Yeah. There used to be a thing in wrestling back in the day called the airport test.
Okay.
The airport test said, if you're walking through an airport, a crowded airport, and there's not people going like this, like snapping their necks to turn and look at you, because just you're a good looking guy or girl. Yeah. Like you're just like, who is that guy?
Yeah. Ben, so you need to pass the airport test.
You got
to
pass the airport test, man. There's so many people today that like you wouldn't even know that they're wrestlers or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're saying you should know, like, oh God, that guy's got a wrestler or something. Like when
yeah, they're walking by. Yeah. That dude has to be something.
He, yeah.
You know,
he's got to play football or something like
yeah.
that. Especially yeah. Especially in wrestling.
Yeah.
I feel like you can notice when there's an actual wrestler, like you said, like if I saw, I mean, The Rock's a bad example now, he's in movies, but like, you know, an actual well-known wrestler outside of the notoriety of actually knowing who they are. Like the physique is there. You're like, oh shit. Like that guy's got to be like a wrestler or some shit.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That's insane. That's funny that they still fight. Like what is the appeal at that point? If you're not in the shape to win.
Nothing in my belief. I think everyone, okay. I think like if I would make that, I wouldn't put anyone on TV that doesn't look like they should be on TV, but yeah. There are some exceptions. Sometimes you want like the grizzly fat dude for a certain character.
Yeah.
Cool. But if you're supposed to be a certain type of person and then you're just not like,
yeah, it's not, it doesn't at all fit the description.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the dude I just wrestled, I mean, I whooped his ass, man. Come on, man. You're going to wrestle me, man. And do some sit-ups or something before you come out, man.
Was it I feel like I don't know if I remember this being a part of our conversation last time, but you said there was something about like a dude who like take his shirt off before he like wrestles, and like you could just tell that because, or if he doesn't take his shirt off, that's how you know he's not experienced, and you just like, okay, I'm gonna like whoop this guy's ass.
Yeah. Because dude, it's like you know, I say guys that wrestle with t-shirts, yeah. And I'm talking like t-shirts, not it's like shirts. If you're going to come at me wrestling like a shirt on, dude, and I'm standing in my tights, how I do, I already won in my eyes, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just a matter of taking care of business at that point. Like,
yeah,
that's hilarious. I knew that was something we talked about last time. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And now I can say when I whoop his ass, I'll send him home and I'll send him some of my shirts from my store. If he wants to wear them around, he can.
Yeah.
Forever know that I was the one that whooped his ass and sent them t-shirts after.
What was the, there was a phrase on the t-shirt. You had a few phrases, but there was one that I think you talked about the most that was on one of the t-shirts that you've been putting out.
I have a lot more now. So
Okay.
So I've expanded just the apparel.
Right.
Now I made it, I started a training site so I can do training online with people, but I do Zoom calls, personal check-ins with people. So I don't just, there's a lot of programs out there online that just like give you a plan and then say, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm doing face calls and Zooms with people. I'm doing check-ins. I'm holding them accountable.
Yeah.
Being a member in the club and taking them through these workouts with them. So I just started that a couple months ago.
That's dope. So it's like a kind of a mentorship type of program.
Yeah. ZachClayton.com. It is, and I can do Zoom calls about anything, but
yeah,
programs on there too. I have fat burning, I have tone and tighten, I have strength and conditioning,
yeah,
gain muscle size, you know, hypertrophy programs and
right.
Athletic, a lot of athletic programs, but I have them for everyday people too, but they're athletic based because I believe that's how you train the body. I was an athletic trainer for several years before any of this. That's what I did before.
Right. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. So I got to work with a lot of athletes, a lot of physical therapy, rehab people.
Right.
I also worked with 90-year-olds. I worked with everybody.
Yeah. I mean, anybody can benefit, really.
Yeah. So I have a lot of experience in that. So that's why I wanted to get that out too, because that was something people would ask me about. Hey, do you do programs?
For sure. And that's something that is probably kind of hard to navigate too with, right? Like you have people that you have to hold accountable, but you also have to hold yourself accountable with like all the filming and the matches outside of it. So it probably helps you in a way too.
It definitely helps me. Yeah, that's another reason I did it. Because I don't want to put this stuff out there if I'm not doing it myself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the shirt brand has expanded now into right. as well. So
right. So we're talking more like 12, 15 phrases than the 2 to 3 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember it was a few last time.
Yeah.
But where do you see overall, you know, man, obviously there's been a lot of progress, but like where do you see, you know, the career taking you over the next few years? So much has already happened in the, over the past 11 months. So I can only yeah. imagine what it'll look like over the next few years with COVID kind of, you know, starting to phase out finally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for that, man. Hopefully we all get back to some sort of, I think we talked about that last year, but some,
oh yeah, it was way worse last year.
Normal here. And I see myself still doing all of these things. I want to, yeah. wrestling. I want to wrestle every week. I'm still not doing that. It's a by appearance thing right now.
Right.
To do that, become more regular in that. That's a big goal of mine. That's the goal that I want to do.
Yeah.
Also keep TV, also keep the training platform and just keep hustling whatever I can. Hopefully within the next year, I can actually get a real acting gig. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be dope.
That'd be great. And just keep hustling, man. You know, got to make things happen.
The marathon, they never end.
Got to do it for you because no one else is going to do it for you. So.
For sure. Well, you know, man, I thank you so much for, I know you got a busy schedule. It was hard to kind of work this out, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. So I appreciate you taking the time out today. Like it's always a pleasure talking with you, man. And I can't wait to see all the crazy shit you end up doing.
Dude, thank you. Let's do more of these, man. I really enjoy sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good time, especially more frequently. We're looking to put out more interviews as we go into 2022. So definitely would be down for that.
2022.
Sounds weird, right?
That's crazy. Dude, we're only a few weeks away.
Yeah.